IQ, EQ, or CQ. That's quite an alphabet soup. Maybe an illustration would help to clarify what each of these components means. Each one of them are important, but it is also critical that we understand how they relate to one another. IQ, intelligence quotient, can be likened to a microprocessor that's in a computer. So in today's world, that could be referring to your Intel chip, because intelligent quotient refers to a person's ability to process ideas and understand concepts. Now, just because you have a processor in the computer doesn't make everything work just like that. You need the software application that interfaces the processor with the outside world. And that's where EQ comes in, because emotional quotient refers to the ability of a person to interact socially, ability to understand himself, the ability to relate in a stable manner as far as his emotions are concerned. So that's the software part. You have the processor, you have the software. Now, what else do we need? Of course, you need the operating system. The operating system defines the boundaries of the application, the processor. The operating system defines the limit. The operating system defines what can be done or what cannot be done. It has the underlying language and foundation that makes the computer tick. Similarly, CQ, the character quotient, refers to an underlying trait within a person that speaks of his motive, his underlying reason for doing what he is doing. I'm sure you've met of certain people who may appear to be very smart, who may even say the right words, but somehow you feel a little bit uncomfortable. You feel a little bit doubtful about their intentions, their motive, just in case they might have a hidden agenda. Now, what you're actually saying is that, well, this person's IQ and EQ seems to be all right, but I suspect his CQ, his character quotient. So when we say that we are uncertain about a person's CQ, we are actually saying that we need a little bit more exposure as to what drives his attitudes, his beliefs, and his commitment. Attitude refers to his mental framework. Attitude refers to his state of emotions, how he would respond to situations. Beliefs would be referring to his worldview, how he formed opinion and judgment. And C refers to commitment, a mental framework by which he makes consistent choices, the ABCs of the DNA of a person's character, the attitude, the beliefs, and commitments. Now, the next question to ask then for those of us in the corporate world is that if the ABCs of character is so important, the attitude, beliefs, and commitment, is there a way for us to quantify it? Is there a way for us to integrate this into our people development process? And I would like to say absolutely yes. Because the attitude, belief, and commitment of an individual can be further drilled down into 10 common competency groups that provide a language that will help empower and mobilize your workforce. And these 10 competency groups can be spelled out as MAXIMIZERS, maximizers. M stands for making things happen. Is this person able to change habits and live out a life with personal discipline? A stands for achieve personal significance. Is there a strong and healthy self-image? X stands for the ability to cross out the negatives, how to deal with fears, problems, and other difficulties. I stands for internalize right principles. Is this person able to live a value-driven lifestyle? M stands for march to a mission, how to build a sense of personal mission and purpose. I stands for integrate all of life. How can one develop balance?